you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Finally, it's finally fully football. And yes, before you say it, I know the college football season kicked off last weekend, but that's the reason why I said it's finally fully football, because the NFL starts this weekend, and that means that everybody is finally playing football. Pro, college, high school, middle school, peewee, it's finally fully football. And that just makes my heart sing. My wife? Nah, not so much. She gets a little tired of it. And her heart does belong to the Astros. But candidly, I'm pretty dedicated to the Astros myself. So after we watch 9 innings of baseball, she's usually not up for watching Nevada host Purdue in the late night game, you know. She wants to watch something other than sports. So I'll get to watch a little more football after the Astros win the World Series. Hey, I'm just trying to maintain a positive attitude here. Yeah, I know, they got a lot of injuries to deal with, like George Springer. But what's really important is how healthy will the Astros be when the playoffs begin in a few weeks. So I'm going to keep the faith. But this weekend is about football on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And one of the biggest side attractions to football is tailgating, which has become a gigantic tradition for fans at all different levels, especially here in Texas. Now, of course, I'll admit, fans all over the country hold really impressive tailgates, but nowhere are tailgate fans quite so rabid as they are in Texas, eh? It's a Texas thang, if you will. In fact, let me just stray off the straight and narrow subject matter here for a minute, like I've never done that before. And the reason why I want to change horses in the middle of the stream is because I saw this really funny post online this past week and it just happened to be titled, "It's a Texas Thing." And I wanted to share some of it with you. Now, see, right there, not every talk show host would admit that he's stealing material from another source. But we pride ourselves on total transparency here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Plus, a lot of you may have already seen this bit online, and you'd know right away I'd ripped it off and call me out on it. So I might as well just go ahead and admit the truth, right? I mean, if there's one thing I learned over 30 years on the Hudson and Harrigan show, it was never let a good line go to waste, even if it's not your own. So yes, I'm plagiarizing this from someone else, but who cares? If it's funny, it's funny, and I think it's funny. Oh, and yeah, it was titled, "It's a Texas Thing." But the subtitle is a little more revealing. It says, "Advice for anyone moving to Texas." And while it is an attempt at humor, as the old saying goes, in all humor there is a certain element of truth. So if you are moving to Texas, or maybe you just recently moved to Texas, you should know there is a lot of truth in this. So here we go with advice for anyone moving to Texas. First and foremost, remember, y'all is singular. All y'all is plural. All y'alls is plural possessive. Proper grammar is important in Texas, and yes, we teach it that way in public school, so just get over yourself. Oh, and also, get used to hearing, "You ain't from around here, are you, boy?" And running a close second is, "You're a special kind of stupid, aren't you?" Speaking of seconds, and most germane to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, in Texas, barbecue is the sixth major food group. And no, barbecue does not mean grilling hamburgers and hot dogs outdoors. The improper usage of this term is grounds for your immediate deportation to New Mexico, with no hope of parole. By the same token, the beverage known as tea is sweet tea. There is no other kind. And tea is not served hot or in a cup and saucer. That is called coffee. Tea is sweet iced tea. Do not be the idiot who makes this social blunder. Mind your manners, please. And while we're at it, if somebody tells you, "Don't worry, those peppers aren't hot," keep a glass of cold milk handy to put the fire out. Water won't do it. And just for the record, chili does not have beans in it, brisket is not cooked in an oven, and Rocky Mountain oysters are not oysters. Don't ask. And before we get off food-related subjects altogether, save all manner of bacon grease. You'll be instructed how to use it later when you've become better acclimated and you're prepared to hear the truth. When it comes to the weather, yes, we do have four seasons. They are December, January, February, and summer. Plus, remember, just because you can drive on snow and ice does not mean we can. For your own safety, we strongly suggest you just stay home on the 2 days out of the year when it snows. However, if you do happen to run your car off the road and into a ditch in slippery conditions of any kind, don't panic. Four men in the cab of a four-wheel drive pickup truck with a case of beer and a tow chain will be along shortly. Do not try to help them. Just stay out of their way. This is what they live for. And please, get used to the phrase, "It's not the heat, it's the humidity," and its collateral phrase, "You think this is hot? Shoot, just wait till August." This is September. And if you don't understand our passion for college and high school football, just find one of those frou-frou sports channels that shows soccer and poker matches 24/7 and leave the rest of us alone. Oh, and if you do attend an early season football game, just keep in mind, the value of a parking space is not determined by its distance to the entrance, but is directly dependent upon the availability of shade. On the other hand, if you are in a moving vehicle, please be aware of this fact. The person who's driving 15 miles per hour in a 55 mile an hour zone in the middle of the road is the same person who learned to drive on a model of vehicle known as John Deere. This is actually the proper speed and lane position for that vehicle. Do not make the mistake of yelling at this person, especially if his or her vehicle has a prominently displayed gun rack. And no, it doesn't matter whether there's a gun in the gun rack or not, because there's undoubtedly a gun in there somewhere. By the way, a Mercedes-Benz is not a status symbol in Texas. That's reserved for vehicles that bear the names Chevy, Dodge, or Ford. Finally, to maximize your chances for a long and healthy life, whatever you do, do not tell us how you did it up there. Nobody cares, and you could get hurt badly. You have been warned. So, welcome to the great state of Texas, the land of one-stop shops that include everything from fish and bait and tackle to movie rentals and tax preparation services, all under one roof for your convenience. And if you know what's good for you, while you're in Texas, don't even think about ordering a strawberry daiquiri. What you really meant to say was margarita. And remember, everything tastes better with ranch dressing. Period. End of discussion. Which brings us around to the subject matter for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And it dovetails right into football season. It doesn't really matter what level of football we're talking about, pro, college, high school, middle school, peewee, whatever. Football in Texas just isn't complete without tailgating. So we're going to talk to a guy who has gone to the trouble to write an entire book on the subject of tailgating. His name is Marshall Harris. He just happens to have played football at my alma mater, TCU. And he even went on to have a successful career in the NFL, too. Marshall and his wife host a tailgate outside Amon Carter Stadium in Fort Worth, where our mutually beloved Horned Frogs play, and he's got some great ideas for menu items that can be based on the weather, the time of day, even the opponent. Unless, of course, TCU happens to be playing SMU, in which case, I'm fairly sure most of us don't want to eat horse meat, do we? Yeah, I didn't think so. So, as my daddy used to say to newcomers, there ain't no such thing as a deli in Texas, but we do have Whataburger, plus a couple of good sandwich shops and a taco stand on every corner. And all that and more can be found at a tailgate near you. And you can find me at the tailgate. I'll be the one with my mouth full.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
This interview is going to be a real honor for me because I watched this guy play football for my alma mater, TCU. Say hello to Marshall Harris. Hey, Marshall, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Hey, Randy, I'm glad to be here.
Marshall and his wife, June, have written a book titled The Texas Tailgate Cookbook, but we'll get to that in a few minutes. First of all, Marshall, let's start off by having you tell us, where were you born? Where were you reared? How'd you wind up playing football at TCU?
Well, it's a long, circuitous route, but I was born in San Antonio. My dad was in the Air Force, so we moved around all over the country, nowhere exotic unless you consider Cheyenne, Wyoming exotic. But we wound up here in Fort Worth. Dad was stationed at Carswell during my high school years. And if you're, as you know, if you're a big kid in Texas in the 70s, you either played football or baseball or basketball or something. And so that's how I started in junior high and played in high school and then wound up playing here at TCU because they had a good art program. That's one of the things I was interested in.
We'll talk about that in a minute, too. Yeah. I've had season tickets to TCU home games since the 60s, for crying out loud, and I distinctly remember watching you play. Big guy on the defensive line, but those were some pretty dark days in Frog football history. Let's talk for just a minute about the difference between playing in the 70s by comparison to today. You know, Marshall, my son went to TCU in the 90s. He likes to point out that the kids Gary Patterson is recruiting to TCU these days aren't old enough to remember when the Frogs were not good.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, as far as they can remember, TCU has always been good.
Yeah.
It's a different world in Fort Worth right now, isn't it?
Well, when I was going to school, they still issued tablets on papyrus. papyrus.
Oh, my.
And so, yeah, there's been a lot of advances, including a winning program, but I have shoes that are older than most people from that era. Anyway, but yeah, I like to say that those are the dark ages, and when alumni who are my age look back, they say those are the foundation building years, because we look back at that and we say, we don't want to ever be that horrible again.
Then you went on to an NFL career. Which team or teams did you play for, and how long did you play pro ball?
Well, I was surprised when I was drafted by the New York Jets. I was drafted in the 8th round. I was also drafted the same year that Mark Gastineau and Marty Lyons, I don't know if you remember those names, but multiple all-pro defensive tackles, and they were drafted in the same position I was vying for. So I wound up with the Cleveland Browns the following year, and I was with them for 3 seasons, and then I played for the Patriots for a season, and then I jumped leagues and played for the USFL, which was what I call the unnecessary summer football league for the New Jersey Generals.
So what did you do after football? I couldn't help but notice you alluded to your studio in one of your emails.
Yeah.
What kind of studio are we talking about? Not a sound studio like mine, I hope.
No. I've got a full-time professional art practice now where I do hyper-realistic drawings of historic Western saddles and all sorts of stuff.
As a matter of fact, I saw some of your work online when I was researching for this interview, Marshall, and it's really, really good stuff. I know a lot of our listeners would like to at least investigate it, see it for themselves. So do you have a website they can visit?
It's MarshallKHarris.com.
And we would assume that you met your wife, June, while you guys were both students at TCU. Can you share that story?
Well, yeah, we did. And we actually got married about 35 years, almost to the day of our first date.
Ah.
So she was very patient. And I like to say that, well, I needed to work out all the kinks before we got married. And But we met our senior year right at the very end at a bowling tournament of all romantic places. And so we hung out a bit in college, and then I was off to far reaching places for about 30 years. And when I moved back, we reconnected and were friends for several years. And then I said, hey, let's get married because I'm kind of really liking you a lot. And she said, okay. And so we got married in 2014.
Congratulations.
And live here over in the Arlington Heights area and the cultural district in Fort Worth, and having a great time.
Do you get to many TCU games, Marshall?
Well, we do. We have become, this is how this cookbook happened, is when I first moved back to town, my folks have been doing, they've had tickets not quite as long as you, but almost.
Yep.
And have been going, they're advocate TCU fans. Dad was inducted into the Letterman's Hall of Fame. I followed him a couple of years later. And so they've been very active TCU alum. And they had a tailgate that they were doing. And so when I moved back to town, I volunteered to help them set up and take down, and it was basically kind of their roadie. And when June and I got serious, she would, you know, help out and stuff. And so eventually we took over the prep and cooking and set up and take down, and mom and dad would arrive like royalty and they'd invite their friends. We'd invite our friends.
Sure.
And it grew from there. It grew from me setting up a tent and some chairs to, usually a 3 or 4 course with sides and a cocktail pairing.
Wow.
We don't do anything small in Texas, right?
That's actually why we're having Marshall on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show today to talk about their book, The Texas Tailgate Cookbook, which he co-wrote with his wife. But it's a lot more than just a cookbook. I don't think that's the right name. It's a how-to book for tailgating.
Yeah.
Which has become an obsession at TCU and a lot of other college football programs. So what inspired you and June to undertake writing a book about it?
Well, we've been doing these tailgates, and like I said, they grew from something very simple to, they're certainly not as complex as, my wife went to some Ole Miss games, and I mean, they have chandeliers and, white gloved butlers who are doing tailgate stuff. And, you have people who show up in the, huge RV rigs. Our tailgates are not anywhere to that kind of scale. They're somewhere between the, fold down the back end of your tailgate of your truck and, in a sit-down dinner party. So as we started creating these menus for different game themes, we try to make them thematically appropriate. So then we're playing with UT. We obviously have brisket because nothing's better than beaten and eaten, Bevo. And we have sides and stuff. And but then we started thinking about the actual preparation and putting on a tailgate. It's kind of like going out on survival. It's like cooking in your backyard, but not in your backyard.
Yes.
And so all of the things that we've learned through trial and error, we thought, well, this might be helpful information to somebody who wants to take their tailgate to the next level.
And that's where Secrets and Strategies comes in, Marshall. That's a section in your book.
Correct.
You even subtitled that section, What Works and What Doesn't. So what doesn't work? What red flags do we need to watch for?
Starting out too big, too fast.
Ah.
You need to look at this like you're going to be giving a dinner party. So knowing how many people you're going to take and serve roundabouts, so you don't either underprepare or overprepare. Realizing that, if you need a spatula to turn the hamburgers, you better pack a spatula to turn the hamburgers, because when you get on site, like TCU, you can't have in and out access to the parking lot. You can't send somebody to the grocery store to pick up, oh, we forgot the birthday cake. Mm-hmm. And so just thinking through the things that we have done, and most of them have been through experience of, oh, let's remind ourselves not to do this again.
Well, now you mentioned TCU not having an in and out policy. That's new this year, along with beer sales in Amon Carter. Briefly, we're out of time in this segment.
Yeah.
What do you think of those two new changes in policy?
Well, I think the in and out of the stadium is a good idea. I think selling beer is a bad idea.
We've talked about some setup and cleanup.
Okay.
And we've talked about secrets and strategies.
Yeah.
In the Texas Tailgate Cookbook. But we want to talk about some specific menu ideas that you employ at your tailgate. So can you stick around for a second segment?
Oh, yeah. I'm having a great time. That'd be great. That'd be super.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're really happy to be hosting Marshall Harris on the show today. He and his wife, June Naylor Harris, have written a really cool book. It's called The Texas Tailgate Cookbook. But Marshall hasn't really always had much time to enjoy tailgating because he played college football at TCU, my alma mater. So what's your take on the state of college football in general these days, Marshall?
Well, Randy, you know, when we went to school, there were no tailgates. I mean, they're probably at other schools, but, you know, our program was not very big, certainly not very successful. And so in terms of stadium attendance, it was pretty bleak. But in that 30 plus 40 years that I've been away, TCU has built a significant program. The campus is easily twice as big as it was when I went to school there, and the diversity in the campus is enormous. And the football team, basketball team, and baseball team are all, you know, righteous teams. So, you know, tailgating, the attendance at, you know, games and stuff has grown tremendously. So it's one of the reasons that June and I got involved in the tailgating thing is with my folks, because they were hosting a tailgate for probably the last 20 years, varying degrees of size. And when we kind of, we didn't take it away from them, but we said, here, let us set this stuff up for you. And eventually became the cooks and chefs and dishwashers.
Yeah. I must admit, I'm not a fan of the kiss cam or the helmet shuffle. I'm usually watching the sidelines. I'm a football fan, first and foremost. All those bells and whistles appeal to the more casual fans.
Yeah.
But I'm a serious football fan. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, I'm in the same boat you are. I, you know, as being a player, it's difficult to be a spectator. It's really hard to watch a ball game. You have a ton of distractions, and that's the downside of building a really marketable program, is you go from the competition on the field to the competition for market share, and that's, you know, that's unfortunate, I think, because for me, it's a distraction. All of the, you know, every inch of the stadium is covered with somebody's logo or marketing message, and I guess that's what's required in today's market. But you know, I liked it when it was simpler. You know, if you have to have an ESPN game day to make the game worthwhile, then you're not really going for the right reasons. You know, I've always thought the competition should be on the field and not between you know, advertisers.
Then there's a lot of talk about player safety these days. A lot of people think that they're taking too much of the contact out of the game. As a defensive lineman, you know better than anybody how much contact takes place right at the line of scrimmage on every play.
Yeah.
You talk about helmet-to-helmet contact. Offensive and defensive linemen have helmet-to-helmet contact
right
every time the ball is snapped.
Right.
So do you think that repeatedly violent collision at the line of scrimmage is more damaging than, say, a defensive back going helmet to helmet with a wide receiver?
Well, there's all sorts of physics that are involved in the new game, as I call it. You certainly have players whose physical strength and speed, there's, you know, it has just increased by, you know, 25-30%.
Yeah.
You know, when I was playing in college, I was maybe tipping the scales at 235, and the pros maybe 270, and that's, you know, that's a wide receiver weight now. But I, you know, I think there's a lot of things involved in it. I you know, you would think that the improvements in technology for equipment would eliminate some of that stuff, but my unsubstantiated theory is we just start kids out too early in their brains. Once you get a concussion, you're more apt to get another concussion.
Yep.
And if your brain is rattling around in your skull because your helmet is literally, you look like a bobblehead.
Yeah.
Then you're starting out too young. I don't think kids should begin contact sports at least until high school, but that's just me.
Well, you know, the former great wide receiver for the Steelers, Hines Ward, once said to Dan Patrick, if you want to prevent concussions, take the helmet off. Play old school football with leather helmets and no face mask,
yep,
because then you won't use the helmet as a weapon. What say you?
I don't know if I'd go into taking the helmets off, but, you know, rugby, they play rugby without helmets, and their incidences of concussion compared to football are far less. But you, yeah, if you don't have a battering ram attached to your head, I'm just waiting for the day where I can't remember my name, or, you know, I'm walking around without pants. But,
well, I'm glad that you're not there.
I'm glad. So is my wife.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to solve all these problems on a radio show, but we can help tailgaters.
That's right. Always wear your helmet to the tailgate.
Yeah. So let's get back to the Texas Tailgate Cookbook, which you co-wrote with your wife, June.
Yeah.
A lot of helpful hints about how to stage a better tailgate party, but we want to talk about specific menu ideas.
Okay.
And we'll start with the most obvious selection and the first one in your book, Texas barbecue. What's on the menu, Marshall?
Well, we do a brisket, and it's a recipe that my mom created. This is a brisket that I don't smoke outside. It's an oven brisket, so it's pretty simple to do. We also do a pulled pork that we do. I smoke that outside, but the barbecue recipe I think we have in there is the brisket.
And Marshall and June include their own barbecue sauce, so you can make it from scratch, too. Then you've got serious brunch. I would assume this is for midday kickoffs.
Well, yeah.
So what's in serious brunch?
Well, you know, because of the game times are now shifting. I mean, that was something that was always set when we were playing. You know, if you had 11 o'clock game or 2 o'clock game or 6:30 game, you knew that at the beginning of the season. Well, now, depending on where you stand in the rankings and, you know, what advertisers are running, you may have a 11 o'clock game, which means you need to take and substitute if you were planning to do chili that day. Is probably not a great breakfast option.
Right.
So our brunch menu is one of those menus that you can take and prepare and bring out. And it's an earlier morning fare with pastries and things that are not going to hit way heavy on you going into. It's going to prepare you. Like I said, we also have a cocktail pairing. So it makes you happy when you come in to the stadium already. Your belly's filled and you had a little something-something.
Yeah, something-something. And you mentioned chili, and we shouldn't overlook chili Saturdays. Nothing could be more Texan than a big steaming bowl of red. And tell us about the cornbread, too, Marshall.
Well, so there's a big debate about whether you take and actually put beans in your chili or not.
Right.
But the cornbread, my wife and I have differences of opinion. She likes a more savory, spicy cornbread, so we'll spice it up with some jalapenos.
Yeah.
But we'll also do a sweet cornbread. It has a little sugar in it so that it complements the but the chili, we typically reserve that menu for later in the season. So, you know, if you're in the November, December games, there's nothing better than a nice brick of hot cornbread and a bowl of Texas Red to warm your innards.
And we didn't even get around to Festa Italiana or brats or pork and beans and more.
No,
or a taco fiesta. It's all in his book, folks.
Yep.
The Texas Tailgate Cookbook. How do we get your book, Marshall?
Well, they're available on Amazon.com, and I think Barnes & Noble carry them. If you're local to TCU, they have them in the bookstore. Of course, if you have our email address, you can email us directly and we'll hook you up with one of those folks. But, and it's going to be in Buc-ee's. So, you know, it's a small little book. It's great. It's not a big, huge tabletop book that you have to take and spread out all over the counter. It's easy to manage, and it's got about 53 recipes in there that are best. But like I said, the how-tos is as important as the recipes that are offered.
Marshall, it was a thrill to interview you, literally. And I will be looking for you at Amon Carter when we play our next home game.
Please do. We'll bring a couple of tailgate books to the next home game that we're set up. Enjoyed talking to you, Randy.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaw's.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Food and football are our focus today on the show. So here's my favorite football watching buddy, Fred Olson. How you doing, pardon?
I'm doing great, actually. You know, I love football. I'm not an expert. I don't know much about it, but I just love it. But this Jadeveon Clowney thing, so early in the day when I read that, I coughed up a furball.
Yeah.
And then later in the day, when they traded for Tunsil and Kenny Stills and gave up a lot, true, I went, wow, we have blindside protection.
Yeah.
And if you wonder what that is, folks, watch the movie Blindside again. and see what your left tackle does. And so maybe Deshaun gets a much better chance of being upright. I'm going to add to this. So here's the thing is you've got Kute if he's healthy, and you've got of course DeAndre Hopkins, and you've got Kenny Stills, and then out of the backfield you have running and catching more passes and for more yards than anybody in the NFL in the last couple of years is Duke Johnson. Come on. It's going to be fun.
Well, it is going to be interesting, but I have to ask, we have an interim general manager in Bill O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that the absence of a real GM gave OB the latitude, maybe the courage even, to make some of those moves in the first place?
Well, if he's in the room with just him and the owner, then he's the smartest guy in the room.
Uh-oh.
Now, the general manager, who's probably done a lot of things, and you have two smart guys in the room. So I don't know. I don't know if the Brian Gain thing is still so fuzzy and how they really kind of blew up the Jadeveon Clowney thing. They could have signed him, and this would have been moot.
Yeah.
We also would not have had alignment. Maybe. We don't know. That could have happened anyway.
Clowney had nothing to do with us getting Tunsil, but a third-round pick and a couple of defensive backups, plus they're paying $7 million of his current contract, and if he doesn't work out, the Seahawks could even get that third-round pick back. I'm sorry. I think the Texans got hosed on this one.
Well, you know, they wanted to move him. They wanted to get rid of him. They just did. They said, we got to move on from this. And I won't call it a cancer in the locker room, but it was just causing all this disruption.
Well,
look what they did. Khalil, they turned Khalil loose. They paid him $2.7 million or something like that just to hang around for training camp.
Mm-hmm.
They're saving five of that.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, you look at, wow. But, you know, something I didn't realize until yesterday, I was looking at, I was worried about all the cap space we had left, 30-some million or whatever, add in Khalil's money they pick up. And you think, I didn't realize they could roll that into the next season.
Huh.
And they can. Of course, it'll go up by about 10% next year. So we can roll this cap, whatever we have left. Because there are teams like the Colts are going to have, like, I don't know, a gazillion dollars to spend next year.
Right.
Because all the cap space they've been able to come under. And you save it till next year. I didn't realize that.
I did not either. I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, it's true. So they're going to have money, hopefully. They'll have money for Deshaun because it's going to be his year.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever else, you know, lock up Tunsil for a long time.
Well, let's talk about Tunsil for a minute. I mean, two first-round picks, a second-round pick. Don't you think that's an awful lot to give up for an offensive lineman?
It is, but you look at all the cuts so far this year. I look at the major cuts, the names, not one offensive lineman that I could see has been cut.
Hmm.
Not one.
Wow.
Yeah, they're so rare, good ones. They're so rare.
True.
They're generational, like Khalil Mack. Didn't the Bears give up two firsts for him?
I don't remember now. I have no idea.
A lot, but then again, if he's top five or top ten, we could. I don't know who. I can't think who's had all the draft picks lately and all the offensive linemen they've drafted, and none of them have worked out. It's just they're gambling on the future. You just never know what a first round pick's going to do, right?
Well, I will say this, Fred. All the fans, all the media here in Houston have been complaining for years now about how the Texans needed to do something about the offensive line.
Right.
So at least they pulled the trigger. Now, whether the gun fires bullets or blanks, I don't know. But at least they did something.
So, well, maybe the Gain thing and the disagreement between O'Brien and Gain was O'Brien wanted to trade up and get Andre Dillard, but Philly stepped right in front of us, and they went, okay, what's left?
Well, here's my thing, Fred. I just feel like there's chaos over on Kirby right now. Matter of fact, that sounds like a country song, doesn't it? Chaos on Kirby. But it just doesn't sound like they've got it together over there, and I'm afraid we are on the precipice of a disastrous season.
Precipice, that's a big word. It's a huge word. You know what? It's you don't know till they start playing.
Well, now that's true.
They may become just this magical unit. And again, the offense is going to be fun to watch. You know, we may not have the greatest defense in the backfield. Who knows? I mean, Roby was awesome during preseason.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Justin Reed. I mean, you've got some talent back there. And if you look at what they're paying these guys,
yeah.
I was looking at the payroll. the other day, and I went, man, these guys are making some big money in the backfield. But anyway, but our offense now, if he doesn't have to run for his life so much, if he has more safety valves like Kenny Stills,
yeah.
Who could play this slot. Also, Duke could play in the slot as well, and he's going to have an awful lot of safety valves where to put the ball. And running back would be interesting. Do we have any draft capital we can trade for Melvin Gordon?
Well, Kenny Stills was a good get. But another good get on game day is always tailgating. And you mentioned at the end of the segment last week that we should talk about tailgating. So I enlisted Marshall Harris, one of my alma mater star players from back in the 1970s at TCU, went on to play in the NFL. He and his wife have just written a book called The Texas Tailgate Cookbook, which talks about prepping for a tailgate and setup and recipes and cooking and serving, even cleanup stuff. Really good how-to book on tailgating. So when's the last time you went tailgating?
Last year, Texas game. Was it the Colts game? I will go this year to the Raiders. I'll be at the Raiders game and with some friends who tailgate, and they take it seriously. We do the pop-up, one or two pop-ups.
By pop-ups, you mean tents?
Yeah, the pop-ups, you know, over the back end of the truck.
Ah.
And then they treat me because for years I took them to Oilers games.
Ah.
And so this is great. This is like one of those annuities that keeps paying off, bro. And I get to pick a home game each year to go to, and I picked the Raiders to go to this year just on a whim.
Uh-huh.
And also, it was a little later in the season and cooler than September.
Yeah.
But yeah, they bring all the food. They'll get these great sausages, these
brats.
Yeah, some spicy sausages, and that's what we'll warm up with the first thing. And then we'll go in and we see the game. We come back out when everybody else is driving away. We're having sandwiches or some grilled something, and until they really kind of come around the second time and go, you're going to have to go home.
Yeah. Well, what about some sides to go along with that stuff? What do they like to serve?
Oh, sides?
Mm-hmm.
Cold beer. You wanted to know.
So they keep it pretty simple. They don't get real extensive and do wild and crazy recipes.
No, it's just basic chips. Salsa, beer, water, not beer water, but beer and water.
Well, what about Bev's secret sauce salsa, the homemade, homegrown salsa? Do you take that?
I should take some this year. I've gotten so protective of it.
It's kind of like Mayhaw jelly. You just don't want to share it with anybody else, right?
Well, it was that. It was an experimental thing, and it turned out so good. I said, we only have six little jars. We better hang on to this until next season. We've been cleaning out the garden beds, getting ready for next year. So, yeah, and then next year, more salsa.
Yeah. I mean, even tailgaters appreciate dessert, but not every dessert is convenient at a tailgate. Think pie or cake. So what do you like to serve at a tailgate for dessert?
What do I like? I haven't really served it, but I like cookies.
Yeah.
Beer and cookies. There's something about it.
That sounds delicious, Fred.
I don't know. You know, when you're out there, and especially after a win, because now here's the reason when I pick a certain game, I've been really fortunate. I think of all the years I've gone, whatever game I picked, we've generally won that game.
Good.
I always plan on victory. And so cookies and beer sounds great. Whatever is handy.
Well, my wife makes a mean plate of brownies, and that works really well at a tailgate, too.
Ooh, yeah, there's that.
Well, my football friend, Monday night is right around the corner, and the Saints await. I guess we'll find out whether our newfound talent is solid gold or fool's gold. We'll talk about that when it happens, and I'll talk to you next week, okay?
You got it. Go Texas.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?